This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Testifying this morning, please sign in. And special greetings to those listening over the internet. If you plan on testifying, be sure and sign in. And if you're a lobbyist, have your badge on. And please turn off your phones or put them on mute if you're going to be in the room. If you don't and the phone goes off, you qualify for a $20 donation to Teen Pact. So with that, would the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak. Excused. Ewing.
Here.
Nostrup.
Here.
Steinar.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
DeSanto.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Six and one excused.
Okay. We have a quorum, and I believe we have some minutes from the last meeting that need approved. All right. We have a motion to approve the minutes by Senator Steinhauer, second by Senator DeSanto. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those no. Minutes are approved. Thank you. Okay. We have one page left. If you'd be so kind as to come to the mic there and tell us who you are and what your plans are.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Kent. I go to Pierre High School. I'm a senior, and next year I plan to attend University of Minnesota Twin Cities to study environmental science.
Thank you. Thank you for serving us. Okay, any personal privileges from the committee members? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and get started on the bills. First up is House Bill 1098. To revise provisions regarding publication of official ballots in a legal newspaper. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Passed out to...
You want to identify yourself, sir?
Steve Livermont, District 27.
Thank you.
Representing. I got two handouts. One's a copy of the ballot that was published in a newspaper, and the other one is a testimony or a letter from the auditor from that county. This is a simple bill requested by an auditor from my district. All it allows for is for the auditor to publish the ballot within 2 calendar weeks prior to the election instead of 1 calendar week. This came about because of published primary ballot that was somewhat unreadable. This auditor was upset that the voters weren't completely informed. 2 weeks would have given her time to publish again. Thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Livermont. Any further proponents? House Bill 1098. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Roger Telling, he is in the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Officials, which is comprised of the registers of deeds, treasurers, and county auditors in South Dakota. I'd like to thank Representative Livermont and Senator Jensen for priming this bill. As Representative Livermont indicated, this arose out of a situation where in one of our counties where they only have a weekly newspaper available for legal publications, when they published the ballot, it came out all smeared, and there wasn't time to publish another sample ballot before the election. So the county officials at their annual meeting this last summer adopted a resolution asking that this bill be introduced, and we would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1098? Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. David Bordewijk, registered lobbyist, South Dakota Newspaper Association. I had surveyed some of our member newspapers about this bill when it was filed as well, and they agreed that they were in favor of it, particularly from the weekly newspaper standpoint. Being able to have that two-week window in order to get that ballot published made sense to them, particularly if there is an error or mistake or a misprinting, bad printing the first week. They have another week to get it right before the election, and that made sense to them. Plus, the other thing was the fact with early voting, the fact that maybe the ballot's published a little bit earlier helps with that as well. So we stand in support as well.
Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1098? Any further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1098? Seeing none, we will move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator DeSanto.
Move to pass.
Second.
We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1098 by Senator DeSanto, second by Senator Ewing. All in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Steinar.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Six yeas, one excuse.
Mr. Chair. Move consent.
We have a motion to move consent on House Bill 1098 by Senator DeSanto, second by Senator Ewing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We need to have a vote. Would you call the roll? On the consent?
Yes.
That covered the bill?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, House Bill 1098 will move to the consent calendar on the floor. Okay, next up is House Bill 1027 to revise certain provisions regarding vote centers and precinct workers. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren, and I am the Director of the Division of Elections in the Secretary of State's office. House Bill 1027 went through the State Board of Elections, and Section 1 refers to electronic poll books and vote centers. So we had an instance in the 2018 primary where some of the vote centers kept unsyncing, and so they weren't able to check voters in or let voters start voting. And so we met with the auditors over this summer and along with the vendor and kind of came up with some different things that we could propose for them to do. And one of them is if they're going to use either an electronic poll book in conjunction with vote centers, or even if they're just using electronic poll books at their precincts and not using vote centers, that the person in charge of the election should provide a paper printed voter registration list and a paper printed poll book. So if the e-poll books go down, it won't halt voting. And so all the auditors signed off on a form this summer and actually did print, have the printed registration list and the poll books at every vote center and at precincts that were using the electronic poll books. And then we also worked with the vendor to do more training, and we also conducted a couple, I think we did three tests before the election, and having the vendor have every e-poll book come up and be synced at the same time. And then the first one, there was a couple issues, and so the vendor was able to fix those. And then the next two tests were 100% accurate. We didn't have any of them go off sync. Section 3 talks about precinct workers, and so every year it's harder and harder for county auditors to get people to volunteer to work these very long days, and they're limited to registered Republican and registered Democrat voters in a primary and general election. And so there's some precincts in the state you might not be able to find Republican voters that would want to work at the polls, and in some precincts you might not have any Democrats that would want to. And so we originally wrote the bill to include to let them have independent voters, and then it was amended in the last committee to say they could have any registered voter. That'd be any voter that's on the registration list could serve as a poll worker, and that's going to help the auditors tremendously. So that's what this bill does, and I'll stand by for questions.
Very good. Thank you. Any other proponents on House Bill 1027? Any other proponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1027? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move do pass on House Bill 1027.
Okay, we have a motion do pass by Senator Ewing, second by Senator DeSanto on House Bill 1027. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Ewing, excused.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Senator Kamak, excuse. Ewing.
Do you want me to say aye again?
Okay, aye. Please. Thank you. Nostrup.
Pass.
Steinar.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Okay. 6-1 excused.
Very good. House Bill 1027, having received a majority vote of the committee, is hereby passed.
Mr. Chair, move consent.
Okay, we have a motion to put House Bill 1027 on the consent calendar by Senator Steinar, second by Senator DeSanto. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 27 will be put on the consent calendar. Okay, let's go to the next bill, House Bill 1057. Revise the definition of a test for the purposes of public accountancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. HB 1057 revises, or Kyle Shanefish, representative for District 19. HB 1057 revises the definition of a test to conform to the Uniform Accountancy Act, which has been adopted by 49 out of 55 state government and licensed other licensing jurisdictions. And the attest services assurance is provided to third parties who rely on reports issued by CPAs. In 1057, the definition is updated to say examinations, reviews, and agreed-upon procedures are covered by statements on standards for attestation engagements. Currently, only examinations are explicitly covered. Definition is important to ensure these services are done by licensed CPAs, as they have unique licensing, educational, and regulatory requirements to comply with, requirements I can personally relate to as a CPA. Ask for your support of 1057. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents for House Bill 1057? I believe we have a phone testifier on the line. Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning. Nicole Casson, Executive Director for the South Dakota Board of Accountancy.
Good morning. What's up?
I would just, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for your time and consideration of House Bill 1057, and thank you for allowing me to call in due to the weather and the roads. The Board of Accountancy does support House Bill 1057 and wanted to stand by for any questions that you may have in regards to it.
Okay. Very good. Any further proponents of House Bill 1057? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Mann, I'm the registered lobbyist for South Dakota CPA Society. I think I've discussed this issue with all of you, and just want to make sure you understand that the CPA Society supports this change as well, thinks it clarifies what the attest function actually is as a concern for third-party use. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1057? Seeing none, any opponents? Seeing none, we'll move to committee questions, discussion, or action. Don't worry about it, jump at once.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ewing.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1057.
Second. Okay, we have a motion due pass on House Bill 1057 by Senator Ewing, second by Senator DeSanto. Any comments on your motion? Okay, seeing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Steinauer.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
Mr. Chair.
We had a motion by Senator Steinhauer to, and a second by Senator DeSanto to put 1057 on the consent calendar. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Having not received unanimity on House Bill 1057 to be put on the consent calendar, it will go to the floor for debate. House Bill. Yeah, I'm just thinking that. Who would like to handle that? Okay. Well,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Wismer is most qualified to do this bill.
Okay, we'll have Senator Wismer, if you wouldn't mind, carry that on the floor. Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time we'll just break and go to the page that wasn't able to identify herself and come to the mic and tell us who you are and what your plans are, if you would, please.
Hi, my name is Erica Howard. I'm from Woonsocket, and my plans are to go to SDSU and major in sociology with a human services specialization.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for serving us this morning. Okay, next up is House Bill 1064 to authorize temporary appointments to the State Government Accountability Board. Do we have any proponents for House Bill 1064? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tom Hart. I'm with the Governor's Office asking for your support on House Bill 1064. House Bill 1064 is a clarification. The Government Accountability Board was created in 2017. It's made up of four retired circuit court judges or Supreme Court justices, and they meet whenever there's an investigation or report of any type of violation by a statewide elected official or an executive branch employee. And what has happened last year, there's a few times, and this came from the Accountability Board, there's a few times where of the four members, one or two of them had to recuse themselves from sitting on the board, and they need a majority of the board members to move forward. And so Governor Dugard would appoint someone temporarily to sit on that specific case, just kind of like what happens in the Supreme Court when a judge has to recuse himself. But we wanted to put this in statute to clarify that when there's a temporary appointment, that the governor has the authority to temporarily appoint just for that one specific case. This isn't a vacancy. It's just a temporary appointment that they have that authority. And I ask for your support on House Bill 1064.
Okay. Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1064? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Absolutely. Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Hart, if a member of the board, can a member of the board be temporarily replaced if he doesn't wish to be temporarily replaced under this statute?
Mr. Chair, no, Senator Wismer. So this is only to be used in the instance when one of the appointed member that's been confirmed by the Senate has to recuse themselves from that meeting, or if they're ill or can't do it, they're not going to be replaced going forward.
But follow up.
Go ahead.
You were fine until you said going forward, and so now I have to ask again. You don't mean going forward, do you? You don't mean, can you leave those two lines off?
Sure.
Two words off?
Mr. Chair, I should clarify. I apologize, Senator. One of the board members has to recuse himself or they're sick from that meeting, the governor would temporarily appoint a retired Supreme Court justice or a judge to sit in for that board member for that meeting. And then that board member who was couldn't be in that board meeting continues on as the board member. So it's just for that one meeting. Am I confused? I apologize.
You were fine until you said continues on as a board member. He's only a board member for that one
correct
case.
Correct.
It's all I wanted. Thank you.
Sorry.
Good catch, Senator Wismer.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Northstrom.
We've successfully muddied the water.
I apologize.
My understanding is it's not for that. So the situation that invokes this is the person is sick, he's got family issues, he's out of town, he just can't be at the meeting. So then a case comes up, and the governor appoints a new person to temporarily serve on that board, but that new person is on that board, is on that case. And that case may go to multiple meetings because I don't think it would make sense to switch people during a case. So it isn't just for that one meeting. It is locked in for that case.
It's for that, Mr. Chair. Correct, Senator. It's for that specific case.
Thank you.
Any other discussions? Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Do pass.
Okay, we have a do pass motion by Senator Nostrup, a second by Senator DeSanto. Any comments on your motion, Senators?
This is a common sense measure that we all have issues in our lives that force us to be somewhere that we can't be in two places at the same time, and this allows the process to go forward. And I specifically asked the question, I would be opposed to switching judges midstream, because what's the point of hearing half the evidence and then having to switch? So this sounds like a good government effort, and I would support it and encourage you to also.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussions? Okay. At this point, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll, please.
Senator Kermack, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Ms. Steinhardt.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
Okay, having received a majority vote of the committee, House Bill 1064 is passed to the floor. Yes, Senator Ewing.
I would move to place on the consent calendar.
Okay, we have a motion to put House Bill 1064 on the consent calendar by Senator Ewing, second by Senator Steinhauer. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1064 is on the consent calendar. Any other business before the committee? Any other issues? Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion by Senator DeSanto and a second by Senator Ewing to adjourn. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you for a job well done.